Hola! Welcome to Dismantling Diet Culture. Fuck being calladita, the only Spanglish anti-diet podcast that teaches you from a sociological lens, feminism, and intuitive eating coaching to dismantle diet culture. I'm your host, Dr. Hortensia Jimenez, and I am passionate about dismantling diet culture and helping you heal your relationship with food and your body. I'm a mother, daughter, comadre, amiga, community member, professor, health coach, and published author. On this show, I share my personal experience with diet culture, tips and strategies, and educational content to help you understand diet culture and systems of oppression so that you can have the tools to challenge diet culture. Current and future generations do not deserve to inherit your diet culture trauma, and I'm here to help you. If you're on a mission to heal your body and food traumas and embody your authentic self unapologetic, welcome to Dismantling Diet Culture. Fuck being calladita. Hola, bienvenidos a Dismantling Diet Culture, Fuck Being Calladita. This is your host, Dr. Hortensia Jimenez. Bienvenidos, welcome to another episode. This episode is the power of showing up. And the intention behind this and the inspiration is one of my students. Recently, I was heading to my introduction to sociology class, and there was a female student outside the door. And she said, Dr. Jimenez, I have to leave class early. And I asked her, pues, ¿qué tan temprano? How early do you need to leave? She's like, oh, and she gave me the time. Y le dije, pues ya vete, like leave, like you're only going to be here for like 15, 20 minutes. She's like, oh, it's because I have to go back to Watsonville. And Watsonville is about 30 minutes from Salinas. And my heart became so tender. And I asked her, so you came all the way from Watsonville to my class for 15, 20 minutes? And she said, yes, I didn't want to miss the time that I could be in class because I remember what you said to show up. Oh my gosh, that was so powerful. And I am so thankful, and I have so much gratitude for this student because she gave me the inspiration to talk about in this episode the power of showing up. And I always say that to my students in class, like, please, and I get emotional. Ay, vamos a empezar. I always say, please show up to class. Like, if you're struggling with your mental health, if you have family problems, if you feel like giving up, if you're depressed, just please get out of bed and make it to class. Like, get your body here. And I'll be here. I'll hold space for you and just show up. Just having your body in class is a win. And this student, like, even though she had a lot going on and she needed to go back to Watsonville, she came to class. And I see that, and I validate that, and I honor that student. And sometimes we don't realize the impact that we have. Like, I know that, you know, I do have an impact on my students and influence, and many students have told me, you know, you're very inspirational, Dr. Jimenez. I really appreciate that. But to have someone tell me like, oh, it's because I remember that you said show up. And that's so powerful. And that's why I want to talk about the power of showing up. And to talk about, you know, the power of showing up, I want to invite you to think about your personal life. How do you show up first and foremost for yourself? For yourself. How do you show up for yourself? Then, like, in a personal, interpersonal relationships or professional relationships or academic relationships, education or community, right? The different ways that we show up in life. But first and foremost is an invitation to journey into how do I show up for myself? Ese es el trabajo más duro y el más difícil, because externally other folks are going to have expectations about how you should be showing up to life, what you should be doing, when you should be doing things. O sea, la gente siempre te va a estar criticando y diciendo cosas. People will always be criticizing and telling you things, right? So I don't have here really a definition for you of what does it mean, to show up. But I do want to say here, and provide like the nuances of showing up really is an intersectional lens. Like, there's a lot of nuances for BIPOC queer folks and how we show up in the world. There is no universal one way of showing up. And there are many challenges that queer BIPOC communities face due to systemic barriers, due to discrimination, racism, microaggressions. Those are all important factors to consider that impact the way that we show up in all of our facets. So it would be a disservice to tell you, pues, just show up. Pues, no, sometimes we may not even feel safe to show up as our authentic self in certain spaces. Maybe sometimes we want to vocalize and say something and we may not feel safe to do it. So we don't show up in that sense, but we're there, right? And these are all valid ways of showing up. Again, people will criticize you or tell you didn't do enough, you didn't say enough, or you should have this, el otro. Eso siempre va a pasar. But as folks who have multiple intersecting marginalized identities, we have to like pick and choose what we feel that is safe for us to show up in our authentic way. Okay, so let me provide you with some examples to illustrate this nuance and complexity and why. It's not even to say, oh, we're using like this marginalized identity as a justification of why we can't show up. No, that's not even my point. My point is to say that there are systemic barriers, that there has been historical injustices, that, and even today, that continue to impact BIPOC communities, queer communities. Así es de que no es fácil para todas las personas. So let's talk about like the imposter syndrome, right? So the imposter syndrome is one of the ways that may prevent us from showing up in the world, especially like in higher ed, in our profession, because of the self-doubt, of even ourselves gaslighting ourselves that maybe we're not good enough or that we didn't deserve that, whatever it was, you know, promotion or job or accolade, lo que tú quieras, lo que sea, or you start questioning your own intellect and your abilities, and we internalize these societal messages, especially like you're not worthy enough or how dare we even think of applying to whatever it is, or, you know, como es posible? And that affects, of course, how we show up, like the imposter syndrome. I always think that the imposter syndrome is like this, I don't want to call it negative or black shadow. Es como una energía, ¿no? Que no nos eleva, right? It's like this energy that doesn't elevate us, that like dims our light, right? That confines us oftentimes, and we can stay in a state of self-doubt, self-sabotage. And how can we show up to the world when, if we don't like believe in ourselves? So I always say, you know, the imposter syndrome for me is like the shadow that I have with me all the time. And pues, I'm going to make it my best friend, even though I don't like it. Pues, órale, pues, it'll be there. So I have to tame this imposter syndrome. So that's one of the ways that it becomes challenging to show up because of the imposter syndrome. Another way that is difficult for us to show up in the world is, of course, like I mentioned, systemic barriers, discrimination, the microaggressions that queer BIPOC folks face in society, the daily encounters that folks may have, the biases, the prejudice, that fat phobia, the homophobia, transphobia, the nativism, the sexism. Chale, es un chingo de cosas. Es pesado. It's super pesado. And sometimes it feels so heavy, like microaggressions take a toll on your mental health and your whole body. So it's difficult to sometimes to show up, right? So taking care of our mental health is important. So again, microaggressions, discrimination, and these systemic barriers make it difficult for folks to show up authentically, to exert their voice. It is possible, of course, but I'm just kind of noting here the challenges. And What we can do after that, and then I mentioned this stuff, right? Of course, it's also important to be aware of our cultural or social context, who we are, and how we're navigating these spaces. And what I want to invite you in this journey of showing up, and which is the title of the podcast, Fuck Being Calladita. Showing up is embracing our voice. Embracing our ideas, our perspectives, what we envision, and sharing that, like share it with others. Don't keep it for yourself. Showing up in class as a student is is sharing, contributing to the class conversation, to the group conversation, class lecture, like your point of view matters. That is showing up. So we can show up by embracing our badass, powerful voice that other folks want to silence or want to police our voice. That is part of us showing up. We're showing up for ourselves. We're showing up for our inner child, right? We're healing by showing up for ourselves. We're healing our inner child. Isn't that beautiful? Or that teenager, or wherever you were at in that stage of your life. So showing up is that embracing, honoring the powerful voice that you have, having the courage to say the things that are not being said, to disrupt those conversations at work, at school, in the community. And I know that's a journey, right? So una es la voz. And don't even get me started with folks who like don't like their voice, who, yeah, there's a lot of stuff to unpack in this liberation, right? Like embracing our voice is part of our liberation, part of our body sovereignty. Like, ay, it's so powerful. Y la otra parte of showing up is physically, like this student who physically came to class, knowing she had these other commitments. She came to class, she was physically there. And she's one of many students. I've had other students that they're literally almost falling asleep in class. And I'm not the professor who's going to judge or think, oh, the student, oh my gosh, how dare they be sleeping in class? They're like, I see them nodding their head, like they're like so sleepy. And I just think, man, I wonder if this student, is not getting enough sleep because of the work commitments. Maybe they're working a night grave. I always think of like, what's happening, but they show up. They're so tired because my community college students are so smart and they're so hardworking. They're juggling parenthood, work, caregiving kids, the community. Es un chingo de cosas. Y se cansan. Sus cuerpos están cansados. And I see that and I honor that. So just having my students physically get to class is a win. And I'm inviting you, if you're a college student, when you have that day, when you're so depressed, when you feel hopeless, know that I'm here, that I'm telling you, you can do this. Get up and get to class. Look for a support system. That's the other point. So part of showing up in life is, can you identify the folks in your life, friends, family, partner, other people in your life that are your advocates? That is your support system that you can say, hey, I'm struggling, I'm having a tough day, or whatever you want to share. And that there's that level of support and accountability and no judgment. Surround yourself with community. Find the people who are going to uplift you, not the ones that are going to bring you down and tell you, why do you go to school? That's a waste of time. Or even family, family is like that as well. So, find community, look for a support system. And the next point is, which ties into my previous episode 56 about celebrating yourself, is celebrate your resiliency. Celebrate the small and big milestones in your life. Todos los días, da gracias. Give gratitude for your day, for the things that you were able to accomplish that day. Take the time to really honor yourself for showing up. Celebrate yourself for showing up. go back to episode 56 to look at the different ways that you can celebrate yourself. You don't have to spend money. You don't have to do something extravagant. It can be 5 minutes of stillness and grounding to celebrate yourself. It could be eating a comfort food, a snack, no sé, lo que tu cuerpo y tu espíritu te está pidiendo, whatever your spirit and your body is asking you. So please continue to show up in the world. And I want you to be, and this is where I want to end, I want you to be compassionate with yourself. Try not to judge yourself. We are complex and messy human beings. There are some days where we feel powerful and strong, that we can conquer the world, that like we have, we're like in our highest energy, right? We're vibrating high. But we can't, I can't vibrate high or be my highest self every day. That's exhausting, actually, even just telling you. I was like, ay, no puedo. I try to be my best version in class. I give all my energy. I pour my heart out in class. When I'm done teaching, I am so exhausted, like physically exhausted. I'm like depleted porque dejé toda mi energía, todo de mí en la clase. But there's also days, and I want to be vulnerable here. And I did share that in, you know, in many episodes ago, when I was struggling with my mental health about the fall of 2022. Yeah, when my grandma passed away, when my abuelita passed away in the spring, the fall was so tough. It was fucking hard. I remember breaking down in class. Oh, I still remember that day. It was a Monday in September. I was crying so much. And I'm like, how am I gonna go teach? How am I gonna get to class? I should just cancel class. And I didn't. And I was just crying and crying. I ended up showing up to class. And I told the students, I'm having a very hard time. I'm struggling with my mental health. And I broke down in front of my class. And I told them, this is the face of mental health. And I saw many of my students who had watery eyes. Some were like, oh, no se lo esperaban. They weren't expecting me to like break down. It just naturally happened. And I said, I'm showing up to class in this version. And I was crying. I said, this is not the best version that I want to be as your professor, but this is where I'm at. And the more I was talking about that, then I said, you know, that's why, you know, it's important to normalize mental health. And then my ancestors, I would like to say my ancestors gave me the strength to then I transitioned to class. I said, okay, well, let's apply these concepts. Let's apply this. Let's talk about mental health with this framework. Let's talk about mental health and stigma. And I did it. And I ended up, I was able to hold class, you know, but it was hard. And I remember leaving feeling really depleted that I had failed my students. And I was so embarrassed the next time I went to class. But many students did reach out to me and said, thank you, Dr. Jimenez, for sharing. And they even shared their own mental health struggles, you know? So me showing up like very vulnerable and struggling allowed me to connect with my students in a deeper level. And that class became one of my favorite classes. I feel like I was like naked, like my spirit was like, they saw me in my most raw, vulnerable state, you know, like no mask. Like, I'm your professor, but like I'm a person who lost someone so important and I'm going through these life transitions. So I showed up, and that semester was a big learning lesson for me, because not only was I struggling teaching in that fall, but I was also teaching in the prison. For folks who don't know, like I also taught in the prison, I taught sociology. And I also remember like breaking down before driving over there, on my way back. And I was like, you know what? This is really affecting my mental health because teaching in the prison is a whole different level. And it got to the point where I'm like, I can't go anymore. I can't teach anymore. Like I was not in a good state. And I had to make a difficult decision to transition from teaching face to face in the prison through correspondence due to my mental health. My dean was very supportive. Of course, my mental health is very important, but I was crying. And this is where I'm heading, right? Like being compassionate with yourself. It was really hard for me to be compassionate because I felt like I had failed my students. Like they were looking forward to me going to class, and me sentí tan mal que les fallé, los defraudé, that I wasn't showing up for them. And I had to remind myself that at that moment of my life, the way that I was showing up was more than enough. It was what I could give. I couldn't, we should not compare ourselves from previous, stages of our life and showing up, doing the same thing. Because the situation is different, the time is different, the people are different, everything's different. So it's not good for us to compare ourselves the way that we showed up in the past and how we're showing up today. There's, we're constantly growing and evolving. And sometimes when we show up, it's easier and sometimes it's difficult. So I'm inviting you to honor the way that you show up right now. Try not to judge yourself. Hold space and be compassionate with yourself. How do I still struggle with this? Yes. But back in 2022, ese me retó un chingo. That was like such an inner growth for me, where I had to come to terms and say, Hortensia, you are grieving. You're going through so much right now in your life. You're a trigger warning. I had suicidal ideation. It's like, how am I going to be showing up as a professor and other things when I was not well? And I had to remind myself, I am doing what I can and this is my capacity. And I would be crying. It's not what I wanted. I just had to honor where I was at that moment. And me sharing this with you because it is vulnerable, And I still struggle, and showing up and comparing myself to previous versions. Pero eso no nos ayuda. No nos ayuda a salir adelante, a sanar, a celebrar en la manera que nos estamos, how the way that we're showing up to the world right now. So please be compassionate and gentle with yourself. Because if you don't do that, guess what? Other folks are not going to be doing that for you. Only the ones that love you can honor you and hold space for you. But other folks, no, hombre, hay mucha gente que no quiere que salgas adelante. Es la verdad, que te tienen envidia, que te critican, malas vibras. Siempre va a existir eso. There will always be people who are going to judge you, criticize you. There's people who may not want the best for you. That's the reality. There's folks out there like that. So love yourself, show up for yourself, be compassionate, find community. And lastly, I want to thank you. I truly want to thank you for being here, for supporting my podcast by listening. Please share the podcast, the episodes with other folks. Leave a review. Let me know what episodes, what topics you want me to cover. If you have a guest in mind, and I'll be more than happy to look into that. Así es que hay que seguir presentándonos en la vida. Let's continue to show up in the world in that facet in which we are in. And the way that you show up is good. That is good. There's always room for improvement. There's always room for growth. Siempre. So you got this. I'm here to cheer you along the way. And I will see you next week on the next episode of Dismantling Diet Culture. Fuck being calladita. Nos vemos. Muchas gracias por acompañarme en Dismantling Diet Culture, Fuck Being Calladita podcast. Be sure to rate, review, and follow the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. Especially be sure to rate and review the podcast if you really like it. If you leave me a review on Apple Podcasts,
you become eligible for a free 30-minute coaching session. That's right, así como escuchaste, one free session. Once you leave your review, you can screenshot it and email it to me, and I'll send you a link to sign up. If you didn't like it, don't worry, así está bien. Follow me on social media, on Instagram and TikTok, @Dr. Hortensia Jimenez.